Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Four, use Rewind on your radio.com app. Some interesting stuff from him about what may or may not be going on with the Steelers as the trade deadline is just days away. Well, what's happening over there, Jim? What's going on at the Colony Abode in beautiful Richland Township?
There's a deer eating an apple out back, and you can barely see it because of the color of the deer blends in with the color of the leaves that have fallen. And
that's what we call natural camouflage.
Just eating an apple, and now it's gone. So that's that.
Okay, that's that. Good to know. I have a question for you about the Steelers-Ravens matchup specifically in about 15 minutes or so. But let me ask you this question right now. Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the most overrated team in the league?
I don't know. I think their defense has been described as underrated.
Okay.
But I think one thing that they're, and taking AB out of the equation, which they're going to have to do again for another week, is that they've succeeded despite a whole bunch of injuries. With Mike Evans has been banged up, Chris Godwin. There was another guy whose name escapes me that I know they all played it about when, at least a story I read, when BA went around and asked them what percent they were before last week's game. They all said either 80, one of the guys might have said 85. But in other words, these guys are not even close to being healthy, and we're not even halfway through a season. And yet it looks like Brady's finally getting some things going with them. And I didn't even mention Gronk, who hasn't done a whole lot to this point, I don't think. So I don't think that they're – I think people are – if you want to say that they're overrated, it's because people are giving them credit for they're going to be even better when guys get healthy. And there's no guarantee that when guys start getting hurt that they're ever going to be fully healthy.
Maybe that's it then. And I'm not saying they're overrated necessarily. I think it's more I'm just tired of hearing about them already because we've been hearing about them since Brady went to Tampa. And then there seemed to be a little lull, especially when they lost to the Saints in week one and that loss to Chicago where Brady forgot how many downs there are and things like that. And it seemed like everybody was realizing, okay, Brady isn't the cure for everything. Maybe they are just a borderline playoff team. And it seems like the Brady and Buccaneers – Super Bowl bandwagon has taken off again. And I guess my question is, if they're not the most overrated or overhyped or over-talked about team in the league right now, who is? Because I don't, other than Tampa, I don't know, maybe it's, I don't really see another team out there that when I look at their record, it doesn't match with the amount of hype around that team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Colin was talking the other day about how the Bears Bears are they're 5-2 and they have but they're not being overhyped because everybody says they're
right.
Terrible even though they're 5-2 because they have
exactly.
A -2 point differential. But so I went around and looked it up. The Bills are 5-2, and their point differential is actually -4. Now
well, the
it
Browns
doesn't really
are
matter.
-21, and they're 5-2. The Browns.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, that Steeler game. But see, the thing is, and I don't know how you quantify this. It's like if you lose, you lose. And in the end, it doesn't matter whether you lose, in the Browns' case, by 35 points or whatever, or if you lose by 2 points, you lose. By the same token, if you win by 3 points, like the Steelers did in Tennessee, should have been a blowout, but it wasn't, yet they still won. So I don't know. Records, you know, that's the old you are what your record says you are. But whether or not teams are overhyped or not, but you look at the schedule. One reason, the Browns are going to make the playoffs. There's no question the Browns are going to make the playoffs. And you know why? Because of the NFC East. That's why.
Oh, that's a good point. Everybody in the North is benefiting from the NFC East.
Yes, except for the Bengals, although they did manage a tie. The Browns, Steelers, and Ravens should all go 4-0 against that division. And right away, that leaves you 12 games to go. You know, even a game under 500 gets you in the playoffs, right?
Well, it'd be 11-5. I don't know. I think 9-7 might guarantee you a playoff spot, and I could see the Browns playing poorly or not great the rest of the way, and still finishing 9-7 because they've still got another game left against the Steelers. Although we talked about whether that's going to be it's week 17, so who knows what that game looks like. They've still got Baltimore left. They've still got Philly left, and I don't think Philly's is nearly as bad as their record indicates. And they've still got Vegas left this weekend. So there's still a chance the Browns finish 9-7, but you're right. That's probably good enough to get into the playoffs. It'll be them or the Colts, you know, somewhere, or the Raiders maybe. Maybe that's why this weekend's game is even bigger for the Browns. It'll be one of those teams at 9-7 I could see getting in as that seventh seed in the AFC. But again, I don't think any of those teams we can look at and say, well, they're being wildly overrated. Like you mentioned the Bears. The Bears are not they don't look like a 5-2 team. Neither do the Bills or the Browns for that matter. When you take into account things like point differential, the only team that I see being ballyhooed as the best in the league by some, despite losing twice and the way they lost, neither one of them was particularly impressive, is the Buccaneers. And that's why I just come back all the way back around to the original premise of I think they may be the most overrated team in the league. Maybe I'm wrong and they end up running the table from here on out.
Yeah. Well, they've been winning by blowout too. And because I'm looking at their point differential, it's the best in the league at 8.
Right.
So maybe people are taking that into account. But, you know, the Browns, although the Raiders should give them, well, the Raiders should beat them. But the Browns and Steelers, for that matter, benefit by not having to play Kansas City. And playing the NFC South, the AFC South, that's not a bad division to have to play either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.